The fix was definitely not in for some of the people we'll hear from next. They are candidates who did not win yesterday's New Hampshire primary. Here's how John Edwards framed a third-place finish.
Last week, I congratulated Senator Obama when he finished first, and I finished second in Iowa, one race down. Tonight, I congratulate Senator Clinton and Senator Obama, two races down, 48 states left to go.
Like other candidates, Edwards emphasized how much of the presidential campaign is still to come. Rudy Giuliani finished fourth among Republicans. All along, his campaign has been putting its money on future primaries in Florida and elsewhere.
We were prepared for this from the very beginning. It fits into how we looked at this from the very beginning, about there being at least 29 primaries and caucuses between January 3rd and February 5th. And now we're off to the next group of them with renewed vigor, renewed spirit, and some great new proposals about how to make America safer, how to make America stronger, how to make America more prosperous.
One other candidate may have been expecting to make a statement like that. Just before the New Hampshire vote, we asked Hillary Clinton if she could afford to lose.
I've always intended to run a national campaign, and I have prepared to do so from the very beginning, so we'll go right through the February 5th states.
That was Senator Hillary Clinton playing down the New Hampshire primary when it seemed she would lose. When she won last night, she paused to savor a comeback rather than dwelling on the states to come. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.